pestilence, I've said I preached it 20 years, and I can barely get people's attention when I talk about it. Oh, yeah. SARS and flu. Flu and SARS. Well, now, friend, now that you can't get a roll of toilet paper out here, and now the Black Plague is terrorizing your home and this countryside, and you run the risk and stand the risk of losing everything that you have in this country if we follow doctors and what some of them say of shutting down this country for 18 months, there will be no country left. And these are signs that when that happens, that someone's going to slip right in the back door and he's going to have a plan to fix all this. And these are signs that Jesus' return is near. To quote him, that's what he says they are. When you see all these things, recognize that my return is near, is what he says. I wanted to look at that today because I think that's a great question, something to consider. Is in the coming days, people perhaps are going to offer some kind of vaccination, and people are going to want you to take some kind of mark or something that acknowledges that you're safe to go out here and work. And people, God bless their hearts, they'll say, I'll never do that. I don't want to go to hell. Well, I'm glad that you're aware of something like that. I'm glad you're aware it's truth. I'm glad you're aware it's in the Bible. I'm glad you're aware that it's going to happen that way. But I think that when this mother of all mark of the beast comes, you're going to have to make a choice in this world with who you're going to stand with. Yes, it's an economic mark. But I think the time is going to come where you're going to have to declare there who your Lord is. Buy and sell, yes, but who your Lord is. I guess we'll know more as the day approaches. I want to look at our main topic. This is where we looked at last week. We looked at the two witnesses. And really, I want to look at today is I want to address some of your questions before moving on to another topic. I asked last week for questions. Sought your comments on who you might think the two witnesses were. Revelation chapter 1, if you're with me. Then I was given a reed, like a measuring rod, and the angel stood, saying, "Rise and measure the temple of God and the altar and those who worship there. But leave out the court which is outside the temple, and do not measure it, for it's been given to the Gentiles. And they will tread the holy city underfoot for 42 months. And I will give power to my two witnesses. They will prophesy 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth." All right, let's hit this. Here's a few questions. Number one, when will this happen? We know the tribulation's 7 years. It's neatly divided, 3.5, 3.5. 42 months is 3.5. 1,260 days is 3.5. A time, times, and the dividing of time is 3.5. So it's neatly divided. When is this? When are these two witnesses here? Are they here in the first 3.5 years? Or are they here in the second? Now, I believe they're here in the second half of the tribulation because of the overall Jewish nature of the tribulation and the end of the world. Or to use an Old Testament phrase, the day of the Lord. Or as it says in Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 7, this is the time of Jacob's trouble, and he will be delivered.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio, and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart bless your name, Jesus. And the deeds of the day and the truth in my way speak of you, Jesus. For this is what I'm glad to do. It's time to live a life of love that pleases you. And I will give my all to you. Surrender everything I have and follow you. I'll follow you. Though will you be my vision, though will you be my guide. Be my hope, be my light, and the way. And I'll look not for riches or praises on earth. Only you'll be the first of my heart. For this is what I'm glad to do. It's time to live a life of love that pleases. This is what I'm glad to do. It's time to live a life of love that pleases you. And I will give my all to you. Surrender everything I have and follow you. This is what I'm glad to do.
Hey, this is Mark Ballmer from Lessons for Living. We hope that you're enjoying the radio program. This is a great radio station, 91.5. We pray that God will help you do life right.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
In this day, this Monday morning, this magnificent Monday, May 4th. 2020. It is truly our new dawn era.
Yes, go ahead. It is a new dawn, new day, new month.
Yes.
Monday morning, the 4th.
We're going to continue on in the book, Make Life Work, which is written by Pastor Errol Beckford, the senior pastor and founder of Celebration Tabernacle Church, and also the host of this radio broadcast. So if you would like to get a copy of the book, please go to the website, www.howmakelifework.com. If you have the book, we're on page 106 on this morning in Chapter 8, Think Success.
Yes, I will strongly encourage Make Your Day Count listeners to each to have a copy of this book.
Yes.
Because if there's any other time you need what was written many years ago when I was under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit to write this book and to give it a title, which is fitting, Make Life Work. Mm-hmm. Now, beloved, whether we like it or not, we are going to have to make life work in this decade.
Yes. Make it.
Let me say that. We are going to have to make life work in this decade. So God has given me the insight, Pastor Diana, into writing a balanced view of making your life work.
Yes.
Not to go 90% one way and 10% the other way, but live life balanced.
Yes.
And I'm asking the listeners, you know, reading is winning.
Yes.
Let me say this. Reading is winning. Reading is winning. We have to read, especially good material, sound material. And not because I'm the author of this book, why I'm saying it, but because of the feedback that I've gotten from those who read it and what is inside of it. And so for this week, we're going to talk about what? Thinking.
Success.
Thinking. Mm-hmm. Why? Proverbs 23:7. Let's go there. Proverbs 3:37. Why we have to think success. Rooted in the Word of God. Proverbs 23:7. I come to help make your day count, listeners. And I'm going to try my best, and I know you, Pastor Dyer, because you have read this book several times, and now you are doing the audio book. And you can get this book, and you need to get this book. Go on my website and buy this book, and we'll send it to you.
Yes.
You don't have to come to the church. We'll ship it to you, right to your house. Okay. Proverbs 23:7.
For as he thinks in his heart, so he is. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you.
So, we become what we are thinking. We become what we are thinking. We become what we are thinking. So, ask yourself this morning, on this 4th day of May, what are you thinking? What are you meditating on? Throughout this book, if you think success, you will be successful. If you think defeat, you will be defeated. Simple. Doesn't matter if we pray and we pray.